you take the blood and put it over the doorpost. And he said, when I see the blood, hallelujah, it signified that they belonged to him. He said, you put it over the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Come on, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, we don't have to go get that no more. We don't have to go get a lamb no more. Come on, hallelujah. Now, guess what? Jesus became the lamb. Oh, my God. He became the sacrificial lamb for you and I today. All you got to do what is accept it. Praise our God. All you got to do is what? Apply the blood. Plead the blood. Hallelujah. Let the blood work for you. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the blood works. The blood works. Hallelujah. The blood will never lose its power. The blood reaches to the highest mountain. The blood comes down the stream to the lowest valley. Come on. Whatever situation you may be in, hallelujah, the blood will come get you. The blood will cover you and bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. This is the precious blood of the Lamb that I'm talking about this morning. The precious blood of the Lamb that was shed for you and I. The precious blood of the Lamb, come on here, that washed away our sins. The precious blood of the Lamb, praise our God. Hallelujah, that will keep us. Hallelujah. This is why it's very important that you say when you pray, cover me in your blood, Lord. Oh, my God, as we go throughout our daily occupation, cover us in your blood today, God. As we go handle business or whatever the case may be, or what are you doing, cover yourself in the blood. Hallelujah, because the blood has powerful. The blood is powerful. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It's no man's blood. Hallelujah. That can do what the blood of Jesus have done for us. Praise our God. Allow the blood to work. Allow the blood to work. Come on here. For you. The blood is not working against you. It's for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He shed his blood for you today. He shed his blood for me today. He shed his blood for anybody that would only accept him through faith. He shed his blood today for you. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. It bears witness. Hallelujah. It bears witness. Hallelujah. It bears witness with the Spirit. Hallelujah. According to what the words say. Hallelujah. And this says right here. Hallelujah. For these three. Hallelujah. For these three, they bear record in heaven. Hallelujah. That our Father, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. Come on, of the Holy Ghost. See, this is very important. You got to have the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. These three are one. Hallelujah. These three are one. Praise our God. They are one. Hallelujah. They are one. Hallelujah. It bears witness. The Spirit bears witness with the blood and the water. Come on, hallelujah. And they are one. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the blood, hallelujah, and those things, great in one. They are so great. They are great in one. And those things, they are great in one through the blood. Hallelujah. His blood did what no man's blood can do. His blood did what no man can do. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That blood that he shared for you and I today, it saved us. That blood that he shared for us today, it protects us. The blood, hallelujah, that he shared for us today. Hallelujah. We are healed. We are healed. Hallelujah. We are healed. If we're going through sickness, come on, y'all better hear me today. Hallelujah. We are healed. If you apply the blood, hallelujah, the stripes, come on, that he took upon his body. Hallelujah. Not only the water came out, but the blood came out. Hallelujah. And the water and the blood mixed together. And by his stripes, we are healed. Come on here. Hallelujah. And then by his blood, we are redeemed. We are saved. Hallelujah. Through his blood. Hallelujah. He purchased us for his only blood. Come on, somebody. I know this is real good. Hallelujah. This is blessing me. He purchased us with his blood. Hallelujah. When there was nothing else that we could be purchased by. Come on. He looked down and he couldn't find nobody to take the place. Come on. Nobody. Come on. Nobody. Come on. Hallelujah. Could take the place. And here comes Jesus. He said, Father, prepare me a body. prepare me a body. So what he did was he left his home in glory, came down to 42 generations, come on here, in a body, come on here, to share his blood. His mind was made up when he left the throne to come back and do what? He knew that he was going to come back and redeem us back to his Father through his blood. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Your works didn't redeem you. Your goodness didn't redeem you. The kindness of what you're doing, it didn't redeem you. It doesn't save you. We're saved by faith. We're saved by faith. And we're saved by faith through his blood and the water that purchased us from our sins. Hallelujah. And it keeping us. It keeps us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's keeping you today in your right mind. The blood, it covers you today. Hallelujah. The blood. Hallelujah. He said, build a fence around me. Hallelujah. Come on here. I want God to build a fence around me in his blood. I want him to soak me in his blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we are going through some circumstances and we're going through some situations and we don't know how we coming out, praise our God. All you got to do is apply the blood. All you got to do is apply the blood today. Come on. Don't apply your opinion. Don't apply what your friends say. Come on here. But apply the blood. Hallelujah. I apply the blood. Hallelujah. Through the blood and the water. Come on here. That was shared for you and I on Calvary. Praise our God. Hallelujah. They bear witness. They bear witness. Come on here. It bears witness. Come on, with the spirit that's on the inside of you, it identifies the blood and the spirit and the water. It identifies, come on here, oh my God, it identifies with one another. Come on, hallelujah. It don't try to override it. It just identify what you're saying, apostle. I identify what was on the inside of me. I identify that I have been washed in the blood. Come on here. It's nothing so great I've done, nothing so great I'm doing, but it's because of the blood, hallelujah, that was shared for me, the blood that was shared for you, hallelujah. It identifies with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood that was shed. The blood that was shared for you and I today. We have a blood bought right to the tree of life. We have a blood bought right, hallelujah, to walk in how God-given right. His blood made it possible. His blood made it possible for you to walk, for you to sit, for you to lay, for you to do what you're doing now. Hallelujah. It ain't because you come from a prestige family. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. It ain't come because your family got a big name. You know, family say, oh, we got, our family got this name. Oh, quote, quote, our family. It's because of the blood. Your family is what it is today. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. It's because of the blood. It's because of what we are today. Because the blood redeemed us. Come on. Gave us our blood bought right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you a blood? Oh, my God. Are you a blood citizen of the kingdom? Uh-oh. Are you a blood citizen of the kingdom? Are you walking in your natural blood that you say your family running your line? Hallelujah. I don't want the natural family blood in me because the natural family blood in me has hatred. Uh-oh. The natural family blood in me has don't speak to each other. Bad blood, bad blood, bad blood. Uh-oh. Oh, Pastor, you getting into something. Hallelujah. Bad blood. That's bad blood. Come on. But the blood I'm talking about is pure. Hallelujah. The blood I'm talking about, it'll cause you, hallelujah. You could be walking in a place with the natural blood that running from out that family side, hallelujah, and it's hatred and mean and all this kind of other stuff. Bad blood. But when you come and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I ain't going to get no help out here today. When you come and you take up on his blood, praise our God, he washed away all that stuff. There's no way you could be in God and still have bad blood. When you say, what you say, bad blood? Bad blood. You don't get along with one of the family members. They don't get along with you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got all traits of bad blood. But when you come to Jesus, when you come to accept him as your personal Savior, hallelujah, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that redeemed us. It's the blood that's keeping us. It's the blood that's shielding and protecting us as believers. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And people don't understand when you're walking in up under this kind of blood type, according to what the word has says right here. And this is how the victory that overcometh the world. Hallelujah. Whosoever born of God. Is the phone lines. Listen, I got to open these phone lines up. I'm getting ready to open these phone lines up for you. And you could call in and say, Apostle, I want to walk, continue to walk in this blood, under the blood and by the blood. I want to thank God for the blood. The phone lines are opening right now. Error code 321-632-1000. Again, error code 321-632-1000. We are talking about the blood today. We're talking about the blood. Hallelujah. The blood still works. The blood still works today. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to walk in unbelief. Come on. All you got to do is walk in the power and the authority of the blood. Come on. The power and the authority of the blood and of the water. Come on. It's very simple. Come on. You say, I don't know, I'm apostle, in the pardon of my sins. All you got to do is confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved, according to what we just read. God, hallelujah. For whosoever, hallelujah, whosoever, that's anybody, is born of God, overcometh the world. Come on here. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, through the blood. Through the blood. Come on. Through the blood. By the blood. Under the blood. Round the blood. Come on here. It's a bloody mess. It's a bloody mess. His blood made me. It was a mess, but his blood came in and straightened me up. His blood came in and washed away my sins. His blood came in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shed his blood for you and I today. Again, the phone lines are open for you right now. You can call and say, Apostle, I just want you to pray with me or pray for me. Come on, Apostle, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Again, thank you, Prophetess. The phone lines is open right here on your screen. Those of you that can see this, those of you that cannot see it, error code 321-632-1000. Come on, hallelujah. The blood, it's the blood that makes a difference. It's the blood that makes a difference, not your opinion. It's the blood that makes a difference, not your status in life. It's the blood that makes a difference. Come on here. Not what you drive, not where you stay. Come on here. Not the crowd you run with. Hallelujah. It's the blood that makes the difference. Come on. Hallelujah. It's his blood that came down. We thank God for the blood that came streaming down from Calvary. Come on. We don't talk about the blood enough. Come on, we talk about other things, but it's the blood that makes the difference at Calvary. It's the blood that was shed for you and I. It's the blood. It's the blood bought right that we have as believers. Come on, hallelujah. Again, not our status in life, not what we drive, not what we where we stay, not how large our family is, but it's the blood. If it had not been for the blood of Jesus, if it had not been for the blood, hallelujah. Where will we be today? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The phone lines, as I'm talking, you can call in. I will stop in the mid-ad of my talking and pray with you and pray for you. The phone lines are open. Who will be the first to call in and say, Apostle, thank God for the blood. Continue. Thank God for the blood covering. Continue. That's why it's very important to do what? Use your blood-bought, given right authority. As believers, hallelujah, because we are overcoming the world. This is the victory. Even our faith, hallelujah, has made it possible through the blood of Jesus, through the blood that was through the Lamb that was slain for you and I today to give us a right to the tree of life. Praise God. Again, the phone lines are open for you right now, to you right now. Come on, hallelujah. It's on the screen. You may be able to call in and say something about the blood. Amen. Repeat something about the blood. Thanking for your blood that was shed for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, you may not be walking in salvation. And you may want to say, I want to be saved. Again, I don't know what to do. Come on. He'll wash away your sins. He'll make you whole again through his blood. All you got to do is believe with your mouth and confess. Hallelujah. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, you shall be saved. Come on. You're welcome into the blood bought right, family. This is a blood bought right. You have a blood bought right to be healed. You have a blood bought right to be delivered. He bought you. He purchased you with his blood. He washed away all that stuff, all that malice, all that hate, all that anger. Hallelujah. He washed it away with his blood. Hallelujah. He redeemed you. Hallelujah. Snatched you back. Hallelujah. With his blood. Hallelujah. What do you have? I have a blood bought check. Come on here. And it won't come back non-sufficient fund. Hallelujah. The blood make me whole. The blood, hallelujah. The blood cover me. The blood cover our surroundings through Jesus Christ. The blood and the water. Come on. The water and the blood. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. I'm waiting for your call. The phone lines are open. The engineer's ready to put you through on the prayer line today. On the blood prayer line. Come on here. You can't go through this by yourself. You can't go through this. You can't go through another day. You can't go through another night. You can't go through another weekend. Hallelujah. With all the stuff you got going on. It's only the blood that can wash away. It's the only the blood that can make you whole again. It's the only the blood that can bring you out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Not the blood of bullocks. Not the blood of goats. No more. Hallelujah. The lamb no more. Hallelujah. It's only one lamb that has been slain for you and I, and it was Jesus Christ. He shed his blood. He left his home in glory, came down in a prepared body to do what? To share his blood, shed his blood in his water. Come on, for you and I today, to bring us back into a blood-bought given right. Hallelujah. To lift up our hands, the blood-bought given right to confess with our mouth and to believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. It was his blood that came down, streaming down from Calvary. Come on here. Hallelujah. Again, it reaches to the highest mountain and goes to the lowest valley. Come on, nothing. But his blood will go and reach you and bring you out and bring you through what you're in today. Do you believe it today? Do we have any callers? Will we have any callers that will call in? Come on. Hallelujah. I take time to open up these phone lines. Come on. Hallelujah, for you, that I may be able to pray with you. Hallelujah. They ain't trying to get nothing from you. Come on. They ain't trying to get nothing from you, but try to get something to you. Praise our God. It's the only the blood that's going to make you whole. It's only the blood that's going to keep you. It's only the blood. Hallelujah. Come on. The blood of Jesus, it destroys every yoke. The blood of Jesus, it loose every yoke and break every chain. Nothing but the power through the blood. Come on. Hallelujah. It's him that do the work. According to the scripture, what we just read. Hallelujah. It bear witness. Come on. It bear witness because of the spirit of truth. The blood is the truth. We know it to be true. Do we have anybody that know it to be true? I know it to be true. Come on. I know about the blood. I've experienced his blood. I experienced it. It's there for you and I today. Hallelujah. It's free. You don't have to purchase it. You just believe and you can receive. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Again, the phone lines are open to you today. Come on. You say, Apostle, I've already accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I just want you to pray for me. I want you to pray with me, and I want to stay up under the blood. I will pray with you. Amen. I will touch and agree with you. And I will pray that you stay up under the blood. Come on. Because if we don't stay up under his blood, where are we going? Come on. All that other stuff has been washed away. It's been washed away. So you're going to go back. If you leave him up under the blood covenant, you're going to go back into something worse. Not being covered up under his blood. But if you stay up under the blood covenant that was shared for you and I, listen, we're going to make it through this. We already overcome it according to what the scripture said. You're in it, but you're already overcome. You say, Apostle, how could I be an overcomer and I'm still in this? Guess what? The blood covers you and bringing you out through it. That's according to what the scripture said. According to what he said in his word. Again, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Come on. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We have already overcome it. Before you get in it, you have already overcome it. Why? Because his blood made it possible for you and I today. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody call in. I'm waiting. While I'm talking, again, somebody call in. Pick up that phone. Pick up that phone. Dial the error code 321-632-1000 and watch God turn it around for you. Watch the blood come on here, cleanse you. Watch the blood pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. Place your feet on solid ground and wash away all your sins. Not one, but all your sins. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't have to fret. You don't have to fear. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. Come on here. Allow God to do what? Bring you in. Allow God to do it today. He can do it. Apostle, I'm here waiting for you. I'm here waiting to touch and agree with you by faith, waiting to touch and agree with you through the phone line with prayer, the prayer of agreement, touch and agree. Come on. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that was shared for you and I today, it makes it possible. Come on here to become believers, not doubters. The blood brings us together. Hallelujah. Wash away what we had going on in the world. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. It don't even remember it no more because the blood has washed it away. Come on. I'm talking about the blood today. I've been talking about the blood today that was shared for you and I. Come on. 42 generations. He came down, shed his blood for you and I. Gave his son. Son gave his life. Come on here. And in his life, it caused the blood and the water to come out to make us whole, to make us pure. Come on today. Who will be the first to call in? Again, the number is Erico 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. The blood make the difference. We only got a few more minutes. The blood makes the difference in your life. The blood makes the difference in your home. The blood makes the difference in the workforce. The blood make a difference in our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Makes a difference in our nieces and nephews' life. Come on, because without the shedding of the blood, hallelujah, we'll be lost. We would have been lost without the shedding of the blood and the water. Come on here. We will not have a blood-bought right to be redeemed. But because he shed his blood, because he was willing to sacrifice his life, hallelujah, this is why we have a blood-bought right. Come on. This is why we don't even have to go before the priest no more. Hallelujah. Why? Because his blood. 2 minutes left. His blood made it possible for you and I to come boldly to the throne. Hallelujah. The veil has been ripped. Hallelujah. Come on, caller. You only have 2 more minutes, caller. Come on. Hallelujah. Call in. Because you have a blood-bought right today to come to the foot of the cross. You have a blood-bought right today to change, to turn from your ways. Come on. Hallelujah. The blood made it possible. You have a, oh my God, and even with this, you may be going through some stuff, carrying stuff in your heart. Guess what? The blood has made it possible, hallelujah, for you to remove that stuff out of your heart. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. It ain't just because people that's not saved. Hallelujah. Blood, the blood, he said, everything. It washes away our sins. Even what you think ain't no sin. It washes away your sins. The blood makes the difference. The blood brought about a change through his blood, through his son giving his life, and the son shedding his blood. Jesus Christ made it possible for you and I today to walk in this kind of type of spirit. He said, the spirit, they bear witness. They're one. They bear witness. The blood makes the difference. Come on. The blood makes the difference. Again, it doesn't matter what family size we come from. Some come from large families. Some come from small families. That don't make the difference. 1 minute, caller. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Who will be the one? Who will be that one? Will call and say, Apostle, pray with me. Who will be that one that will call and say, I give my life to the Lord. I believe, I confess, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Who will be that one? Hallelujah. Only got a few minutes, a few more times left. The phone lines are going to be turned off. Come on. And you may call in. You may not be able to get a hold of me. Come on. But I wanted you to know, hallelujah, I want you to know the blood, it reaches again to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Come on. You can go through this. You can't go through this by yourself. You'll go through this with Jesus Christ. He'll bring you out. You go through this. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. Because he purchased us with his blood. That's what we've been talking about this morning. Those just coming on. Hallelujah. The ends for our phone call. The line is cut off now. It's been open. So if you try to call in, you won't get in till Monday. Oh, praise our God. Hallelujah. On the phone lines. But I'm telling you, his blood purchased. He shed it. His blood for you and I today. It bought us back from the hands of the enemy. We was talking about the blood. We were talking about the water today. Hallelujah. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. Come on here. That overcometh the world, even our faith. And guess what? Who made it possible? Jesus Christ through his blood, through the shedding of his blood. Hallelujah. Made it possible for you and I today to walk in the places that we're in, sit in places that we're in, to give us this hope, come on here, that we have. Come on here. His blood made it possible. Thank God for all of you that's tuning in to the radio broadcast on Cypress Audience. Praise God. Thank God for you that been calling in with reports. 2 minutes left. That's been calling in with reports. How the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. Thank God for all of you that's met me out in the marketplace and begin to tell me the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. Thank God for you, you, and you. Amen, lady. Hallelujah. Lady Woods, bless your heart. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in to the Cypress Radio broadcast. Minister Mitchell, thank you. Hallelujah. Those of you that are on Power, Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple members, see some of you on. God bless you. Hallelujah. Patricia Younger, hallelujah. Bless you, which is from out of Georgia. My first cousin, bless your heart. Thank God for you tuning in and listening to it. God bless you. Hallelujah. And your family. Hallelujah. Janice Williams. Praise God, Pastor Williams. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast. Again, it has been a privilege and an honor to come on. Hallelujah. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Praise our God. We thank you all for tuning in to the radio broadcast. Listen, again, I want you to get excited about what God is doing in your life. I want you to thank God for how he got you covered in the blood. Don't forget to apply the blood throughout the day. Apply the blood over your homes. Apply the blood over every situation that you're in. And watch God bring you out, because he is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. His blood cover you. His blood cover you. Praise our God. Look, it looked like a mess, but it's a bloody mess because the blood got it covered. Amen. And the blood is going to bring you victory. It's going to bring you peace through his blood. Listen, my time is coming gone for the day. I pray again that this radio broadcast has been something to lift you up, a word of encouragement, praise, and to bring you out. Pray that somebody came to the foot of the cross and say, what must I do to be saved? Through the blood of the Lamb, which was talking about today. Amen. Listen, go find yourself in a place to worship today. I mean, tonight if you have services, and if you don't, to Sunday, go to the place to worship and watch God. Amen. Do what he says he's going to do. My time is coming gone. Until Monday, same station, same time. Amen. God bless you. It's my prayer. Go in peace.
Have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.